last week we began speaking a little bit about the basic principle in halacha called shlichus, what shlichus is and perhaps what shlichus is not. I want to continue now with some of the exceptions to the rule of shlichus, sometimes when shlichus doesn't apply altogether. So one we already touched on a little bit last week, but I'll expand on a little bit. The Gemara, beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kedusha, tells us there's a basic principle that the God shlichus called ein shlichut va'avera. That if I appoint a shaliach to do something that's asur, so then the whole shlichus doesn't work. What exactly that means, to what extent it doesn't work, we'll see as we go on. That's the basic starting point of ein shlichut va'avera. What's the source for this principle? So the Gemara seems to present two different ideas. One is just a svara, pashat, reason, logic. The Gemara says a divrei rav, a divrei tam, a divrei mishomim. That from the vantage point of the shaliach, so on the one hand, the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling him not to do such and such. On the other hand, the Talmud, the Mishalech, the Boss of Adam, is telling him to do such and such. So who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to the Rav, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're supposed to listen to the Talmud, to the human being. So the Gemara says, Divrei Misham, obviously you're supposed to listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So therefore, Ein Shalachot Va'aveira. What exactly that means, why should that exactly be true, is also questionable. But that's what the Gemara says. That's the Svar that the Gemara says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishalim. Then if you look a little bit more carefully in the Sugya, Nachman Beis, Nachman Gimel, the Gemara seems to quote an alternate understanding as to why Ein Shalachot Va'aveira, based on a series of psukim. It seemed to be a whole series of psukim that point in that direction, a drasha, a very complicated drasha, Shnei Ksuvon Kiyachat, Shlosh Ksuvon, a whole story to try to show you why in fact the halacha is that that Ein Shalachot Va'aveira. So that's those are the two different approaches. But Lemaisa, the din is most good. The din is agreed upon. The din is almost agreed upon. Almost everybody subscribes to this idea of Ein Shalachot Va'aveira, with one glaring exception. That exception is Shammai HaZaken. Those who learned the Yomi saw that Shammai and Hillel themselves had a very, very few machleksim. So yeah, this is an example. This is not a machlek Shammai and Hillel. This is a machlek Shammai and everybody else. So the Gemara doesn't list this in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. Here Shammai took on everybody in a generation. Everybody disagreed with everybody. And Shammai HaZaken's opinion was that Yesh Lechut Va'aveira. So against the Pasuk, against the Svar, against everything, he had a whole different way of understanding Yesh Lechut Va'aveira. Therefore, Shammai HaZaken says that if I tell you to kill somebody, so even though you're the one who pulls the trigger, Shammai says that I'm chayav misa. And in Beis Shel Mata, I'm chayav misa. Then the Gemara has one possibility. Maybe Shammai, even Shammai himself didn't say it. The Gemara is not even 100% sure that Shammai held that way. But at least at one point, at one stage of the Gemara, the Gemara says that Shammai seems to really hold that there's a real din min haTorah, that yesh luchat va'avera. So the Gemara, obviously, we're not going to spend too much time on Shammai, since we don't pass like Shammai. But the Gemara does give one qualification, even with a da Shammai. That we spoke about in one of the Friday morning shows a couple of weeks ago. The Gemara says that even Shammai, who has that very, very strange shita, the Yesh Lechut Va'aveira, it's not true all the time. What would Shammai say in the following case? Let's say, I appoint you as a shaliach to go eat treif for me. Or I appoint you as a shaliach to go be mezana for me. So the Gemara says, wow, that's ridiculous. According to Shammai, no, the Shammai, the chalobim ve'arayas. Shammai agrees that these kinds of aveiras, of kidarayas and machalos asuros, it would be absurd to talk about shlichus. Why? That boggles the mind. How can it be that one guy eats the chalef, he gets the enjoyment of the yisur, and the other guy gets malchus? That doesn't make any sense. By ritzicha, the act of ritzicha is a maisa ritzicha. It's not a hanoh. The yisur is not a hanoh. But if the person enjoys the fact that he killed someone, that's a different story. But the name of the yisur is not the hanoh. The name of the yisur is a maisa ritzicha. So the maisa ritzicha, you can begin to discuss, you can negotiate whether there's shlichus. So we happen to ask him, there's no shlichus. Ein shlichut va'aveira. But Shammai, for whatever reason, disagreed with the Svar, they agreed with the Hadash and the Psukim differently. Whenever Shammai came to the conclusion that Yesh shlichut va'aveira. So even B'dash Shammai, that lone holdout shita, that Yesh shlichut va'aveira, Shammai would concede by certain types of aveiras, the whole concept of shlichus, that mamash doesn't get off the ground. By aveiras which involve Hanoh, with the etzem aveiras, the Hanoh shibel. So how can it be that one guy enjoys the chayel and the other guy is chayel? The whole concept doesn't make any sense. So again, we're not going to spend too much time on this because this is only Shammai shita, which we don't possibly like. But we pass in halacha, like the Rabbanan, that in fact there's a din min haTorah, either based on a svar, based on a pasuk, called Ein Shalachot Va'aveira. Is there any exception to this rule? Is there any situations where even we would concede, in effect, the Shammai, we would hold the Yesh Shalachot Va'aveira? So the Gemara does list off a whole series of them. The Gemara says there are a few cases which there's a gzeiras hakosuk. There's a special quirk, a special pasuk that teaches us, which overrides the regular principle called the Ein Shalachot Va'aveira. So one of the exceptions to the rule is in the realm of Me'ilah. You know that the halacha tells us the person benefits something from the Beis HaMikdash, either he eats something he's not supposed to, uses something he's not supposed to, so then he if he does it b'shegeg, if he does it by mistake, he didn't realize that it was kachim. So the din is he has to bring a korban of a kapara, he has to bring an ashav ilos. We say he's a korban ashav ilos, one of the six hashamos that exists in the Torah. So the Mishnayos tell us in the Maseches Me'ilah, what would the din be if I appoint you as a shaliach? If I said to you, listen, do me a favor, go bring me that money over there, go use that money, whatever it is, bring me that money. And that money happens by my mistake to be kachim. I didn't realize it last week. I set aside that money to bring a carbon with. So the person who uses that money is chayev a carbon. So if I appointed you to go, in effect, go use that money on my behalf, to go use that money, spend that money, and then we realize, oh my goodness, it's kachim money. So who's the one who's chayev for the aveira of meila? So based on the regular rules of shlichus, we would have said ein shlichus v'aveira. So just as in the realm of ritzicha, we don't pass the lechavi, we pass kid. Person who pulls the trigger is chayev, not the person who appoints him. So too in the realm of Me'ila, we should have said the same thing, that the person who actually spends the money, the person who actually uses the money, is the one who's chayev. So the Mishnah tells us in Me'ila that is not the case. Rather, the Mishalech is chayev. The carbon has to be brought by the person who appointed him as the shaliach. Why is that? So the Gemara says Me'ila is an exception to the rule. How do you know Me'ila is an exception to the rule? It's a gzeir shava. Because it says the word chayt by Me'ila, and it says the word chayt by truma, at least chayt by ruch v'schavah. And one of the many dinim that we compare Me'ila to Truma, this is not the only comparison between Me'ila and Truma, there are half a dozen others, but one of the many, many applications of this Gezeirah Shavah, the Gemara says, is that Me'ila is an exception to the rule. Just as Shalichos applies by Truma, that for sure, Gamatem, as we spoke about last week, L'Rabba Shluchachem, just as I can be Mafish Truma Yedei Shalich, so too I can be Mayel Yedei Shalich as well. So this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Then the Gemara continues and says, are there any other exceptions to the rule? So the Gemara digs up another exception to the rule. The Gemara says, Shlichus Yad B'Pikadon, that let's say I'm watching an object for you, and I'm a Shevachidim or a Shemesachar, I'm not supposed to use that object. I'm not allowed to use that object. If I'm watching, you ask me, please watch my car and don't touch it. Leave it in the driveway and don't touch it. So I go ahead and I take it around the block for a spin. So I become what's called the Shalech Yad B'Pikadon. And now there are ramifications of that, that if anything happens to that Pikadon afterwards, even though it didn't result from the fact that that I took the car first. If I take the car for a drive, I wasn't supposed to. And then I smash up the car. So then, that's pretty obvious. I'm going to be chayev. But even that's not what happened. I take the car for a drive. And I come back. I park it exactly where it was. And then a week later, a tornado comes and blows the car away. So normally that would be an oynes. Normally I would be part of potter for that. But here the halacha is I'm chayev. Why? Because once I'm shalech yad b'pikadon, I become in a sense like a gazlan. I was kind of the pikadon. It became, in a certain sense, like under my responsibility. And now I'm chayev to pay no matter what happens. And lo shalech yad b'lach esrei, I'm zeres akosuf, that shalech yad b'pikadon is always chayev. So the Gemara, in the end of the third brech of Metziah, discusses the following shayla. What's the din? If I myself wasn't shalech yad b'pikadon, I didn't physically take the car, I asked somebody to drive the car for me. So here, I'm a shayla, I wasn't allowed to touch the car. And I'm quoting from Shalech Yad B'Pikadon, Hayidei Shaliach. So I, on the one hand, I wasn't Shalech Yad. What's nice what I did, but I personally wasn't Shalech Yad B'Pikadon. So would we say that the Din Mashlichus Yad kick in and out? So the Gemara says, L'chora, if it was not a day Shaliach, we should have said Ein Shalich D'Vavera. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. But this is an exception to the rule. But Yei Shalich D'Vavera. How do you know? It's Apostle Chomisha. Called Rabesh, the Rabbis of Shalech. It's a whole story the Gemara has in the third Pekel Bamitzia. So again, this is a similar type of an exception. That the starting point should have been, there's no shlichus, ein shlichus d'vaveir, svar, pasuk, whatever, comes the Gzeres HaKosov and says that shlichus yad b'pikadon is an exception to the rule. Then the Gemara comes up finally with the third exception, is also related to Geneva. Here the din is that if I steal something, I steal an animal from you, so normally I have to pay kefil. If I steal a shor or a seh, if I steal an ox or a sheep, and I go ahead and I compound the avera by either shechting the animal or by selling the animal, so then I'm going to have to pay dalad mehe. I have to pay four times the amount for the sand, five times the amount for the shor, possibly in Pashas Mishpatim. So what if I didn't shech the animal myself? I steal the animal from you, and then it's sitting in my barn, and I don't know how to shecht so well. So I ask somebody else to shecht for me. So what's the din? Is that called the tavech amaych? Is that called the chiyuv dal behay? Should you say ein shluchat dal behay? The only time I have to pay dal behay is only if I did it myself. So here comes the Gemara and says a special zeres akosov that tavech edeshluch is chayav. But even though I didn't personally cut the neck of the animal, since I appointed a shlich to do it on my behalf, it's as if I did it. I'm considered to be a god of the Chiyah of the Al-Bahay, and the regular din of the Al-Bahay kicks in. So these are the three exceptions to the rule. Each one of them is based on Psuchim, the Sefer Kosos, the case of Me'ilah, the case of Shlichus Yad, the case of the Al-Bahay.
Well, three cases, the actual transgressor gets off scot-free.
The person who actually
the
does it.
The story, the one took the shlichus yad, the person who spent the money on the korban.
You mean what? Well, the case of the korban was everything was b'shagig, so that's a little bit.
We're going. Does
the shlichus yad suffer? We got work cut out for me. We still got more to sing to develop. Okay.
So again, the one who did the act, not the one who sent them, the one who did the act. In the like the stealth of the animal, he's the becomes the responsible party.
No, the person who appointed him to do it. He's the original Ghana who I stole now, so that was terrible. I'm chayav kefil for that. I'm not chayav d'alav. Hey, yeah, I'm sitting in my house and I tell the guy, by the way, go out to the barn and shecht an animal. So I'll be din, it's as if I shechted the animal. So there's a chayav of d'alav. Hey, so these are the three exceptions to the rule. Putting aside these exceptions to the rule, which are in a certain sense technical exceptions to the rule, are there any conceptual exceptions to the rule? Are there any situations, even in regular Yisurim, which would normally not lead themselves to be exceptions, are there any cases where Ein Shluchim D'Aveira doesn't apply? So this is the major machlekes of Rishonim. Tosfos suggests, in the beginning of the Sefer Berachos Hachas Kedushin, that the rule of Ein Shluchim D'Aveira, which was ultimately derived from the principle of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomim, so Tosfos suggests that idea only applies when the Svara applies. Tosfos says the rule is no more encompassing than the Svara itself. So what does the Svara say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomim? What that means is that we looked at a shaliach, we said, listen, shaliach, you shouldn't have acted in such a way. You shouldn't have listened to the person, to the mishalech, to the boss of Adam who told you. You should have listened to the Rabban Shalom. That's basically what we tell to the shaliach. So Taisus says, but medrash mamurim, we can, and we're not going to literally have this conversation with the shaliach, but api alocha, we can't turn to the shaliach and ask him, in a sense, what did you do? What you did? Divrei that rav, divrei tam, divrei mishomim. That, you know, that conversation only makes sense if the shaliach realizes what he's doing is also. If the shaliach knows, hey, you're not allowed to kill somebody. The shaliach realizes you're not allowed to do such and such, and he goes and he does it anyway. So then we say you're not doing it b'toras shaliach. The shaliach is b'tel. Rather, you're doing it and you're on your own, and you're the one who's going to bear responsibility. But what if the shaliach doesn't know what's going on? The shaliach doesn't realize that there's an issur v'tzich. The shaliach doesn't realize that he's not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. So the shaliach l'fishi tasa thinks what he's doing is mutter. So then, what kind of svar is that? Divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishomim. The field of arm, he's not doing anything wrong, he doesn't know what's flying. So Taisa says he thinks an unbelievable Kiddush. Taisa says he thinks that the din of Ein Shluchim D'Aveira is limited only to situations where the Shlich is mazed. If the Shlich doesn't know what's flying, then Taka the din is Yei Shluchim D'Aveira. All areas of Allah, not just these three cases. So Taisa gives you a tzir based on the Gemara, the end of the sound of the Kama. Taisa says, what would the din be? Forget about Dal Vahey. What would the din be about Geneva proper? A real Geneva, the original Geneva. So the original Geneva, we should plug in the rule of Ein Shluchim D'Aveira. So what would the din be if I want to steal an animal, and I tell somebody, just do me a favor, go to that barn and go take that animal. So the guy says, why should I take the animal? It's not yours. I said, no, it is my animal. It's my animal. It's sitting in that guy's house. He's watching me. Please go take the animal. It's my animal. Shluch is a Tmimster guy. Reb Sobolovsky told him to take an animal. He doesn't think he's a Ghana. So he goes and he takes the animal, not realizing that he's participating in an act of Geneva. So Taisus says, under those circumstances, you would say, Yei Shluch is Avera, and the Mishalech becomes Chayef. And if something happens to the animal, Mishalech is responsible. And we can't hide behind Yei Shluch is Avera, because Divrei Rav and Divrei Tam wouldn't kick in under those circumstances. So maybe we go back to the regular rule, Shlichus Kol Torah Kula. So basically the starting point is, as Tais says, is that Shluch Shlom Kemoisa. Bein Ve'averis, Bein Ve'chalosim, Bein Ve'mitzvahs. The starting point in all of Allah is Yesh Shlichus, Shluch Shlom Kemoisa. Hello, what? In a situation where the shaliach knows what he's doing is wrong, so that negates the shaliach, that cancels out the shaliach. But if the shaliach has no clue what he's doing is wrong, so now we fall back onto the original rule. The original rule is yesh shaliach even with dvar aveira. That's what Taisa suggests in the beginning of the second bracha of the execution. They dump up the mishnah of a comment that they think supports their idea. Other mishnah disagree, but that's Taisa's basic thrust. So the Ritva, in the beginning of the second prayer of Kedushin, says that Taisus cannot possibly be right for a very simple reason. Says the Ritva, what's the real reason for Ein Shluchim D'Aveira? Where did it really, really, honest to goodness, come from, this principle of Ein Shluchim D'Aveira? So the Ritva says Taisus put too much support on the idea of the Svara, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishomim. Rizva says, if you look really, really carefully in the Gemara, you'll see that the real reason, this is fun, thinks what the Gemara says, the real, real, honest to goodness reason for Ein Shlich and Aveira is not really the Svara, but it's really a series of psukim. It's really a drash, Exeris HaKosov. So Rizva says, once it's Exeris HaKosov, so what the Torah is saying is that there's no Shlichos finish. The whole concept of Shlichos doesn't apply by Aveiris. Similar to what we spoke about last week, there's no Shlichos by Mitzvah Shemaguf. End of discussion, that's it. Kach and Emalach HaShlichos. That's the way it is. Don't give me Svaras, Maisalach, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ein Shlich and Aveira finished across the board. If that's the case, says the Ritva, so loch patli, I don't care whether the shalich is amazing to shake it, ain't shalich and aveir finished, end of discussion. So the machloik is taisis and the Ritva, whether in a situation where the shalich is a shege, is that an exception to the rules of ain't shalich and aveir, that is ultimately emanating from the basic question, is the where's the source of this din? Like very often you find this, there's a common theme in sugyas, like learning sugars and shas, we get a common theme with sugars. So very often, nafkaminas will result on where the source for a din is. That's where the Gemara spends a lot of time trying to figure out, is the source of a din this pasuk, is the source of a din that pasuk, is the source of a din that svara, alach v'sinai. So very, very often, all the din and all the details of how the din plays out will result from where the source of the din is. So this is a classic example. If the source of the din is just a plain, simple svara, we just thought of it, came up with it, svara is a din d'oraisa, makes sense, that the din is limited to when the svara applies. So if you argue that the svara doesn't apply under X, Y, and Z, then the din won't apply either. So that was the route that Taisus took. And the Ritva undermined the Balei Taisus by saying that you're working with the wrong makor. You're working with the makor that it's a svara. It's not a svara. It's a pasuk. It's exeris hakosov. Once it's exeris hakosov, it takes on a life in and of itself. That Ein Shlichos Aveira applies across the board. So we have again, a major machlekes and rishonim, in a sense, what the source for the din is, with enough kamina being, would shaygig be a possible exception. Other situations where maybe Ein Shlichos Aveira would fall by the wayside. So there is a question that the Acharonim raised about what level of Aveira is necessary for us to make the declaration of Ein Shlichos Aveira. What would the din be in the following? This is also another classic type of a shayla. What if on the level of the araisa, something is not really an aveira, but on the level of the rabbanon, something is an aveira? So if I, in effect, I tell you to do something that involves an aveira mid the rabbanon, so what would we say? Would we say that, well, we have to pass in the shayla based on the araisa, the standards of, is it called an aveira, is it not called an aveira? If minat Torah, it's not called an aveira, then shlichas the araisa kicks in. Should we say no? Should we say that since bottom line, self goes self and shulchan aruch, you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, so that's considered to be an aveira. And we plug in the rule called Yei Shliach, I'm sorry, plug in the rule called Ein Shliach et Aveira, notwithstanding the fact that the aveira involved is only an aveira mit rabbanon. So again, this is also a very, very standard kind of a shayla. Do we look at the deraisa tikka standards, or do we go down to the bottom line, draw upon the standards? So what's the din? What's the loch? So the Mishnah Melech in the beginning of Chosre Tzeach throws out the shayla. He says, what's the din? What's the loch? Would you say yesh lichad vaver, yesh lichad vaver when it comes to an aver with the rabban? So it brings a strange rabbi. We spoke about this rabbi in a different context. Remember? But the boy b'shus a rabban, he tweezes, mamash from left field. It's a rabbi from the fifth parak of Bava Kama. The Gemara is discussing the din of a boar. You know, Torah says that if a person digs a boar, so he's chayef to pay for the boar. Guy digs a pit in the middle of the street. An animal falls in, breaks its legs, and then the baal boy shalem. So the owner of the pit. The Gemara asks, "What do you mean the owner of the pit? He's not the owner of the pit. I dig a pit in the middle of the street. I'm not a baal boar. I don't own the street. So why am I called a baal boar?" So this is the two cases. Rabbi Yishmael said that the Torah considers something to belong to you, even though it doesn't really. In terms of pure cheshem mishpat, it's not yours. But the Torah says we're going to make believe that it's yours vis-a-vis paying. So it's not really yours. It's ke'ilu you're the baal boar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, shnei demam enu b'shusha shaladim. There are two things that a person doesn't really own, but the Torah says we're going to make believe you own it, and it's going to work against you. One is the boar b'shus rab, and the other is chametz pesach. The Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz and pesach. Lo yirol l'chol chametz. If you own chametz and pesach, you chay by rav imatzei. So if the guy's a real lamdan, he should turn around and say, what do you mean I'm not allowed to own? If it's also banor, I can't own it anyway. So it's a kasha from the ktsois to the pasuk chumash. The din is that in cheshem mishpa, you can't own something that's also banor. How can you ever be over by rav imatzei? It doesn't belong to me. So Rabbi Shmuel says the Rav Shlomo is smarter than you are. And the Torah said that even though it doesn't really, quote unquote, belong to you, you chayev on it by rav imatzei as if it belongs to you. That same mashal Rabbi Shmuel says when it comes to boar also. I dig a pit in the street, I'm not the bala boar. That's a joke, bala boar. I'm not the owner of the boar. It doesn't matter, he's still chai, bala boar, yishalim. So the din is that if I dig a pit, so I'm going to be chayav. So the Gemara has a discussion in the fifth brach of a kama. What's the din if I appoint somebody else to dig a pit? I hire a guy, hire a contractor. Tell the guy to do me a favor, go dig a pit, mamsh in the middle of the street. The guy goes in and digs a pit, and now an animal falls in. So who's chayav? Who's the balabor? Who's the one who's chayav? So the Gemara discusses the issue of ein shlichus v'aveira. The Gemara says that when I appointed you as a shliach to go dig this pit for me, you can't be my shliach. The whole concept of shlichus doesn't apply because it's an aveira. What's the aveira? Also a kalkum shesaram. You know how to dig a pit in the middle of the street. So digging a pit in the middle of the street is also so ein shlichus v'aveira. That's what the Gemara says. So comes the Mishnah Melech and Achaz Ritzach and says, really? Where does it say in the Chumash that you're not allowed to dig a pit in the street? Where's the Bidabashel Mashlim Malo Tichru Bor B'Shez Rab? Doesn't say that anywhere. The Torah says Bala Boy Shalem. The Torah says that if I dig a pit, I'm chayef to pay. The Torah says a lot of things. The Torah says if my animal goes and eats somebody's carrots, I have to pay also. The Torah says if my animal goes and tramples in someone's crops, I have to pay. The Torah says a lot of, there are a lot of chivim of Nezek. There are 24 of us in Zikin for the Mishnah, then another 20 quoted later in the Gemara, the beginning of Baba Kama. So there are a lot of chivim of Nezek, but where does it say in the Chumash, I'm not allowed to be Mazik? What's the Issa? I'm not allowed to dig a pit in the Rosh Hashanah. Where does it say that? So the Mishnah Melech says it must be. It's only an Issam in the Rabbanon. It's an Issa Lekalka Rosh Hashanah. It's a terrible act of me. This is a terrible thing. You're making holes in the middle of the street. That's a terrible thing to do. But is it an Aveira Deraisa? It's not an Aveira Deraisa. It's a Chiyav Deraisa. It's a Chiyav Mamun Deraisa. But it's not an Aveira Deraisa. So comes the Mishnah Melech and says, aha. Since the nature of the Israel of Kilkul Shisaram is not an Aveira on the level of the Araisa, and the Gemara still applies Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, you see from here that Ein Shluchat V'Aveira applies even for Aveiras the Rabbanon. That's the Mishnah Melech, that's a razzle dazzle on this. So he took that Gemara, it's from half a line tucked away in the fifth paragraph of a Kama, and the Gemara says Ein Shluchat V'Aveira. So the Mishnah Melech says, stop, what do you mean Aveira? Who Aveira? What's the Aveira? The Aveira we all know is only Midir Rabbanon. And Afal Pichein, Ein Shluchat V'Aveira. That's what the Mishnah Melech suggests. So the Mishnah Chochma is Doicha that right. The Mishnah Chochma, especially in Chumash, writes, no, he thinks the Mishnah Chochma, he thinks the Mishnah Melech is not correct. He thinks that the Aveira of being Mekalka Rishas Aram is an Aveira D'Araisa. It's also in the Torah. Where does it say it? In the Chumash, you've got to be very, very creative to find such an Aveira. What's the Aveira? Lift the evil osit and mishal. He says, you're making a stumbling block in front of someone's going to get hurt. My nafkamina, whether the guy's literally blind or someone's going to trip. He says, at any time you drop a banana peel in the street, you don't pick it up. You pour water in the street, you don't clean it up. So you're in violation. Lift the evil osit and mishal. So the mechaz chinuch has a shayla. We know lift the evil means not to give a guy tray for food, not to give him a bad advice. So the mechaz chinuch has a shayla. What if your mamish trip a guy? A blind person's coming, you take a rock and you put it in front of him and he falls. Is that also lift the evil? So Mechas is not sure. Maybe Lefnivir is only the halachic Lefnivir. We're not advocating doing that. You're a Russia. You're a terrible Aveira. But is that called Lefnivir? It's a strange shayla. Does the Tosh Pez interpretation of Lefnivir change the Pshut Shemikra Lagamre? Or is it just adding to the Pshut Shemikra? So the Mishnah Chochmah was assuming that it's just adding. I mean, if you physically trip somebody, of course you're chayav. So he says, my nafkamina, one of the guys blind and not blind. So you're playing a game, and you stick your foot out, and somebody trips over you, that's a very deraisa of lift the evil asit and mishal. So if you dig a hole in the street and somebody falls in, that's called lift the evil asit and mishal. So the Mishnah Chochmah says, therefore, since it's, since the aveira of making a hole in the street is an aveira deraisa, you don't can't bring any right from this gemara. So it's fighting back and forth. The Mishnah Melech lived 20 years before the Mishnah Chochmah. So the Gedolei Chachamim are fighting back and forth. Is that gemara of a kama raya, not a raya? So you think, look, how much sleep we're going to lose over the shayla? But an aveira, the rabbanon, is an angelich of aveira. Yeah, no, maybe so. It means real nafkamina ladina. So there's a potential real nafkamina. It was a ma'aseh shayla kachoya. It was a mamash, a real shayla that took up it was about 8 shuvas in the Yudah about this very topic. What was the shayla? Crazy manda shayla that there was a person who appointed a shliach to give a get to his wife. So the shliach comes and brings the get, and the woman doesn't want to accept the get. So the shliach beat the woman up until she accepted the get. He shoved it into her hand and shook. So what's the problem? What's the problem? It wasn't a very nice thing to do. We know the din is that a get, be'al korcho, is technically speaking okay. I mean, min ha-Torah, if you give a get to a woman against her will, so she's migureshes. You require ratzon ha-ish for the get. You don't really require ratzon ha-isha for the get. Nevertheless, there was a cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom that you're not allowed to do that. Rabbeinu Gershom, at the same time that he made a cheirim that you're not allowed to marry two wives, so he said, he made a cheirim that you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to divorce a woman be'al korcho. They were two charabim, one totally zebazem. He made him in a way to protect the interests of the women. So, the din is that what this person did was an aveira. He wasn't allowed to do this. To give the get v'yakarcha was an aveira. What level of aveira was it? It was a violation of the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom. So is the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom an aveira midaraisa or an aveira midarabanan? That's a whole tumble in the poskim. What do the words chayim mean? What kind of koich is that? A person takes a chayim. The tzibur takes a chayim. What does it mean? That's like a shvua. Chayim sometimes in Tanakh is like a shvua, like in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Chayim not to be nana from Yericho. That's like a nedarim or shvua. So it's another day. So the Rishonim really discuss what kind of koich. Where does it say in the Chumash this idea? Where does this concept of a chayim come from? So the Yehuda discusses, if you assume that the Chayim is only with the Rabbanan, that the Isser be Megarish, a woman be a Korcha, is at worst only an Aver de Rabbanan, so then you have to begin to discuss, well, is the Shlichas Kaim, is the Shlichas Batel? Because here an Aver was done. It means if I myself, the husband himself, would have shoved the get into the wife's hands, it would have been a terrible thing that he did, but the Yevich would be Megarishas, Mepashas. But since it was done by the Shliach, so maybe we should say, oh no, Shliach, ain't Shlichat Vavera. So he goes on for a 20-page tshuva about you say angel of the but the rabbanon, but the raisis is this the raisis? Is it the rabbanon? So the ktsais, the first ktsais in the chushluchin quotes us that viewed and back and forth and back and forth, all revolving around this one nekuda. So again, this was started out as a very theoretical academic question about. How what's called an aveira for the purposes of ancient shluchat aveira, is it dafka deraisa or is it even a derabanan? And believe it or not, there was once in a couple hundred years you get a cuckoo shaila that depends on this shaila. But up until now, we've been discussing in a certain sense the tangential part of the sugya. Namely, we started out with the klal of ancient shluchat aveira, and then we said we're going to pick and show you a few cases along the way, but there are exceptions to the rule. So I got one exception. That the Gemara itself quotes, the Shlichus Yad, and then another exception in the Gemara of the Elan, and another exception of the Al-Bahe. And then, according to Taisus, there's an exception of Shegi. And then, maybe, according to some, there's an exception of the Rabbanans. And back and forth, I gave you five possible exceptions to the rule of Ein Shlichus Vaveira. But the real question, the crux of the issue we haven't really hit yet, namely, just to translate those words, what do the words mean, Ein Shlichus Vaveira? In a situation where the principle is true, what precisely does it mean? So there's a fundamental question that Taisus raises in the beginning of Maseches Bav Metzia as to what the very essence of this halacha is all about. Ein shluchat v'avera. The context of the Taisus is in a certain assumption a seemingly unrelated issue to the basic rules of Ein shluchat v'avera, but ultimately it's going to affect how to understand this klal. The Taisus is discussed in the following shah. The Gemara discusses in the beginning of Bav Metzia about the principle of Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, a certain possible exception to the rule of Ein Shluchat V'Aveira in a situation where something is an Aveira for one person and not an Aveira for somebody else. What if something is an Aveira klapei de Mishaleach, but it's not an Aveira klapei de Shaliach? So the Gemara throws out a whole discussion, a whole pilfold. Would you call that Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, Yei Shluchat V'Aveira? Because from the Mishaleach's vantage point, it's an Aveira. From the Shaliach's vantage point, it's not. So one of the few examples that the Gemara gives to illustrate such a case, you have to look really hard. What would be a case? I'm not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to kill. I'm not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to steal. So give me a case, Maisa, of Ein Shluchat V'Aveira, where it only affects one of the parties. So the Gemara comes up with a wild scenario about a Kayin and a Grusha. The Gemara says that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but Yisrael is allowed to marry a Grusha. So what would the din be if the Kayin appoints a Yisrael as a Shaliach to be Mekadish a Grusha for him? So what would you say? So from the Kayin's vantage point, there's something wrong. He's not allowed to do that. The Yisrael, Yisrael is allowed to marry Grusha. So from the Yisrael, this person doesn't apply for Yisrael. So Pasha Zemar doesn't speak to him. So for him, it's not really an Aveira. So what's the din? Would you say Yesh Shluchat V'Aveira? Would you say Ein Shluchat V'Aveira? Strange illustration, strange scenario. So Taisus stops the Gemara. Taisus says, wait a second, hold on. Hold the phone for a second. Taisus says, what's the Shaila exactly? What are we trying to figure out? What do we want? My nafkamina, whether the shlichus is good, the shlichus is no good. If the nafkamina is, who's going to get malchus? Are we going to say that the kohen is going to get malchus from the mekadesh agusha, or the yisrael is going to get malchus from the mekadesh agusha? Says Tais, I got news for you. Nobody gets malchus for kiddush agusha. The gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin that you don't get malchus for being mekadesh agusha. The malchus is what he's bought now. But kiddush velo bala ain't a loike. So Tais says no one's going to get the malchus. So what's the shaila? So we want to know. He was Makadish Agrusha Aide Shalich. Very nice. By Nafkamina? Nothing. There are no Nafkaminas. Rabbi Shechter once said in Shir many years ago, he said, probably said since then, but I remember from many years ago, he said that, when you have a Chakira, you have a Shal, but no Nafkamina, he said, that's philosophy, that's not Tavot Torah. He said, just stop philosophizing about something that doesn't make any difference, just to schmooze. He said, that's not what we're trying to figure out how the halacha plays out. So that's what Tais is searching. Tais says, what kind of Nafkamina? Who cares? Whether Yeshlich, Einshlich, this doesn't make a difference. There's no malchus, no onish anyway. So Taisus dug you up a Gemara at the end of Kedushin and shows no, there could be a nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? True, if a person is Makadish a Grusha, if a kind is Makadish a Grusha, he's not Chayim Malchus, but if he subsequently bought Leha, then he gets malchus for both. Then he gets malchus not only for the Maisebiyah, then he gets malchus for the Kedushin also, because it says Lo Yikach, and then it says Lo Yichalel. So Layikach means Kedushin, Layichala means the act of Snus itself, the act of being Baal Leha. So if and when he violates Layichalel, then we hit him retroactively for the Yisr of Kedushin as well. So Tais says that'll happen after Kedushin. The Kayin appoints the Yisrael as a Shaliach, the Mekadesh, and then a week later the Kayin is Baal Leha. So when we drag the Kayin to Beis Din, how many Malchus are we giving him? Do we say there was Shlichus, and therefore he gets double Malchus? Or do we say there's no Shlichus, he only gets a single Malchus? So Tais says dug up enough Kedushin. Then the Oidya Shlomo Tais says no. Taisa says the nafkamina is not for malchus. Nafkamina, forget about this man when they gave malchus. The nafkamina for today, says Taisa. What's the nafkamina? Is the kedushin chal or not? If you hold that the shlichus, that this is doesn't qualify as a dvar aveira, because from the shliach's vantage point, it's not an aveira. If you hold that this is called yesh shlichus, then the kedushin will be valid. If you hold that ain't shlichus, then the kedushin will not be valid. It's ain't shlichus dvar aveira. So shlichus is batel, and therefore the kedushin is not valid. So Taisa just said a bombshell. Taisus just said that the issue of Yesh Shlichut V'Avera, Yesh Shlichut V'Avera, is not only a question as to who's Chayav. When you learn the Gemara's in Kedushin, the second parak, so the Gemara is discussing who's the Ritzech, the guy who ordered the hitman or the guy who pulled the trigger? Who's Chayav Nisus Beisin? This guy, that guy. Who's Chayav Malchus? This guy, that guy. Who has to pay? This guy, that guy. It's always a question of who is held responsible in Beis Din. Who is the one we're going to come after? Who's the one who has responsibility for this avera that was done? If you hold yesh shliach, then the mishalech is chayav, and the shliach gets off. If you hold ein shliach, then the shliach is responsible. He has to answer for what happened, and the mishalech in Beis Din shalmata gets off. Comes Taisus in the second teretz and says there's much more to it than meets the eye. There's much, something much deeper than who's chayav. The question is the shlichus kayamas or not? Does shlichus apply in a situation where there's an avera? If you hold that ein shlichus v'avera kicks in, if you apply that principle of ein shlichus v'avera, what that means is there's no shlichus, and that means the whole principle of shlichus kamoso falls by the wayside, and the whole thing is bottle mavuto, lo sharv, lo kayam, nothing. It's zippo, it's zero. And therefore, when the Kayin appoints someone as a shliach to Makadosh Anisha for him, if we'll call that Yesh Shlichut V'Aveira, I'm sorry, if we'll call that Aveira, I'm sorry, if we'll call that an Aveira, we're not sure it's an Aveira, because from the shliach it's not an Aveira, only for the Mishalech. But if you're willing to commit yourself to calling that an Aveira, then the shlichus is batel, and the Kedushin is batel, the whole thing, Hakol Mikakol is batel. That's quite a Chiddush. So Taisa in the first Eretz may not have held that way. Taisa in the first Eretz was working with conventional wisdom of Ein Shlichut V'Aveira. All it meant was, who's Chayav? Who are we going to bring to Beis Din to hit 40 times? But in terms of, is the Kedushin Chal? Of course the Kedushin is Chal. You're a Meshlichut for Kedushin. So there's an Aveira, big deal. So Taisa seems to be having a fundamental question. What does Ein Shlichut V'Aveira mean? Does Ein Shlichut V'Aveira mean a Shail in terms of Chiyuvim? In terms of Onshim? Who's punished? Who's responsible? Who's culpable for what happened? That's what Ein Shlichut V'Aveira means. But the shlichus is still there. You can't undermine the shlichus. If there's a concept of shlichus of kedushin, so the shlichus is kayim, whether there is an avera or not an avera. What you say in the seventh day in Taisus, that Ein Shlichut V'Aveira is much more profound than that, much deeper than that. Ein Shlichut V'Aveira means the shlichus doesn't exist altogether. So this Taisus was tucked away in the first parak of Mitzia. Those who learn the first parak of Mitzia get all excited, a lot of lumdach, of Torah is about this today in Taisus. This Tosfos resurfaced about 80 years ago or so. The Chazon Ish, can't say he discovered the Tosfos, people knew about it before, but he took the Tosfos to a whole newer level. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, it's this Tosfos that, believe it or not, is the ultimate nail in the coffin for the Hetter Mechira. We spoke about the Hetter Mechira many, many times. The stunt, the kunz of selling Eretz Yisrael to Goyim before the Shnas HaShemitah to circumvent the whole Halachas HaShemitah. So there are many, many, many serious complications. I'm not saying for or against it. There are many, many issues, very serious issues involved in the Hetter Mechira. So comes the Chazon Ish and says, I'll tell you what the most serious problem of the whole Hetter Mechira is that it's an Aveira. You're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael to Goyim. Well, Sechonim. You know, it's an Isadir Aisa to sell Eretz Yisrael to Goyim. So some responded to the Chazon Ish. So some try to respond and say, no, we'll find a way. It's out there. It's Keretoshim. So this, that. Chazon Ish didn't bind to any of that theorem. So others responded, okay, it's an Aveira. So we did an Aveira. But the Mechir is still Chal. Bottom line, so we did an Aveira. Okay, terrible thing. But Lamais, the Mechir is still Chal. So the Mechir is Chal, and then the Shemitah won't apply. So the Chazon Ish said, no. Chazon Ish said, if you yourself, Mr. Farmer, would have sold the land to the guy yourself, then we would have said, you did an Aveira, you're a Russia, you're a Sechon, and then but the Mechir is still Chal. That's not what happened. You appointed the rabbi. You signed off on the Rabbanut Shtar. You told the Rabbanut to be your Shlichim to sell it to the Goyim. So then we say, oh, there's an Aveira? Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. And what does Ein Shlichus V'Aveira mean? The Shlichus is Batil. If the Shlichus is Batil, the sale never took place. So the whole Mechir is no good. Because there's an Aveira, and the Mechir was done Derech Aveira, Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, and the whole Shlichus is Batil. Says the Chazon Ish. And what am I based on? Taisim Bav Metzia in the first parak. It's based on that second day in Taisis. That Chazon Ish, that was the ultimate self-destruction of the whole Hetter Mechira. Because you can't just separate now and say, so it's an Aveira. So we did an Aveira, okay. Life will go on. No, says the Chazon Ish, you did an Aveira. Therefore, the Mechira is batel. Then the Chazon Ish says, but the good news, I'll tell you, I got some good news for you. If the Mechira is batel, then you didn't do any Aveira. You didn't violate Los Sechanim. So that's like, okay, if I didn't want to violate Los Sechanim, I wouldn't have spent the whole day trying to create a Hetter Mechira in the first place. So that was the Chazon Ish's famous psak. So many disagree with the Chazon Ish. So one of the disagreements with the Chazon Ish is based on Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Shaliach is a Shayeg, so that Ein Shlichus V'Aveira doesn't apply. So here, the Shaliach is a Shayeg. If the Rabbanut, they're the ones who pass it's Mutter. Ein Shayeg got his ass. I'm a Mutter. So the Rabbanim who are supervising, who are acting as the agents, hold that it's Mutter what they're doing. So Ein Shlichus V'Aveira doesn't apply. So which the Chazon Ish responds, who says we pass like Tosfos? So the Ritva disagrees, the Shach tells like the Ritva. So Mecha Tosfos, we pass like Tosfos. So this was a raging issue of the raging issues. This was the last straw of the Hetter Mechira. So over the last Shemitah for sure, and I think already the one before, there was a tikkun that was made. They did something to make it. Nobody should think that the Chazon Ish was matter the Hetter Mechira based on this. He had 100,000 other complaints about it, disagreements with it. But this particular nakuda they were able to solve. What they did was, the first few Hetter Mechiras of the last 100 years or so they were always done in this fashion, that the farmers didn't speak to the Goyim themselves. It was like a Mechiras Chometz. The farmer appointed the rabbis, the rabbanim went in and spoke to the Goyim. So what they did here is that they had the farmers actually write their own personal Shtar Mechira. It means the farmers dealt, in a sense, directly to with the Goyim. And as such, you avoided that one nuance of shlichus. So that was a little bit of a tikkun. It didn't mean in Bnei Brak all of a sudden they're jumping for joy and had the mechira. Far from it. But that last nekuda of the Chazon Ish that even if the mechira takes place, it's still bottle because Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, that was able to be corrected. So Lamais, I think from here on in, that's the way they're going to be doing that. The mechiras now. I think the last time for sure, I think already twice they did it this way, that they revamped that the mechira in such a way that it's a direct correlation, a direct connection between the farmers and the goyim, and therefore minimizing that middle category. So again, it's a tikkun hatzalah purta, as the Gemara says, and it looks like it's getting a little bit of a different context, but at least it would solve that problem. So the bottom line is we still have a rule of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. It's basically a standing rule, three exceptions min haTorah, the three different sukkim, the kasavs, then the issue about shogeg versus mezid, then the issue of derabbanan versus deraisas, then this 2 days in Tosfos issue with the Chazon Ish about just how bad is Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, is it mevatel the etzem shlichus or not.